This recording, England 82, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private clinic in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was actually born in the Midlands, sort of Kidderminster, but I was only there for like maybe the first year of my life, and then we moved down south because my parents thought there'd be better schools and we'd have a better education if we came down here. And my dad had a chance to come and work down here with the council, so he did. And then we settled in sort of kind of Croydon area, and I went to school broadly around there. Well, my first couple of schools were more sort of Mitcham, Tooting way, and then we moved to a sort of bigger house, sort of Croydon way, when I was a bit older. And then after school, college and that, I went to Birmingham and then lived in Birmingham and then Brighton and Oxford. But then about 6 years ago, my partner and I came back to London and we've settled here. We're very happy here, and I've been working here in this studio in Deptford for about the last 6 years. And yeah, now we live locally up the road in New Cross. We're very settled. And my friend said to me, we were on the coach, and I can't remember where we're going now. Oh, we're going to Stansted Airport or something, and it went out through the dreaded Tottenham and Stoke Newington on the way out of the top of London. And it was vile. And we said to one another, if someone said, you can have £1 million house, you know, this person's died, you can have £1 million house here. We were on a horrible stretch of road in Tottenham or something. Here. But the thing is, you can't sell it. It's a beautiful house, it's worth £1 million, but this is where it is and you can't ever sell it and you've got to live in it. And we both just went, nope, wouldn't do it. couldn't be done. Should be too miserable. Couldn't do it. No, South London's better. People are warmer and it's greener, quieter. Just better. And this area here is full of artists and musicians, and it's a lovely area.